Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Chof Zayin in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting the second line. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says a Torim Chovi Shel Yayin. If you did a Truma from a barrel of wine and you find it became chomis, it became vinegar, it became sour, so then it's not a Truma at all. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Baruchah B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon Halacha K'Divrei Rabbi. This Mishnah tells you Halacha is like Rabbi, meaning what? According to Rabbanon, doing tshuma from chaymetz al yayin, we learned 2 blad ago, it does work b'diavad. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do from chaymetz al yayin. But if you did it b'diavad, it works. Rabbi holds his shtei, meaning you can't do even b'diavad. Our Mishnah that says you can't do it goes like Rabbi. And the Gemara learns from here that the Rechna tells us halacha is like Rabbi. And the Gemara says, Rabchia b'shem Rabbi Yechron the Rabbi, meaning our Mishnah is Rabbi. So we pass like Rabbi, say that like a Mishnah like Rabbi. Rabbo bar koyin bo kamei b'risi. Don't we have the rule that Rabbi Yochanan told us? Whenever Rabbi argues with his friends, we pass him like Rabbi. Even Rabbi argues with Blazer Rabbi Shimon, you pass him like Rabbi. So why do you have to tell me again, Halacha is like Rabbi? It says the Gemara, Amar Lei, begin the Tanya of Shmuel Rabbi Yosi b'shem Hoviv. It's not Shmuel Rabbi Yosi on his own. Shmuel Rabbi Yosi is saying the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi. And we all that when Rabbi Yosi argues and his friends, Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. So the loy tizvul and meimar of halacha against. Maybe you'll say here we don't paskin like Rabbi because Rabbi Yosi trumps Rabbi. That's why here Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us Halacha is like Rabbi. So now we mentioned some of the rules of psak. We continue on with other rules of psak. Rabbi Yaakov b'Baridi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rameh Rabbi Shimon Halacha Kerab Shimon. Rameh Rabbi Shimon argue, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yudah Halacha Kerab Yudah. If Rabbi Yudah argues, we pass like Rabbi Yudah. Ve'en tzor echloy ma Rameh Rabbi Yudah Halacha Kerab Yudah. So of course, if Rameh Rabbi Yudah are arguing, we pass like Rabbi Yudah. Because if when Rabbi Shimon Rameh argue, you pass like Rabbi Shimon. Shimon Rabbi Yudah argue, you pass like Rabbi Yudah. It means Rabbi Yudah trumps Rabbi Shimon, who trumps Rameh. So of course, Rabbi Yudah trumps Rameh. Here we're going to use the gears of Rav Chaim. That's a little different than our gears over here. Rav Shimon v'Rav Yudah halacha k'Rav Yudah. Ve'ein tzorech l'omer Meir v'Rav Yudah halacha k'Rav Yudah. So what he says is that Rav Shimon v'Rav Yudah is we pass like Rav Yudah, and of course Meir v'Rav Yudah we pass like Rav Yudah. So from this sentence you can learn u'minoa chamo Rav Shimon v'Rav Meir halacha k'Rav Shimon. Because if you're telling me that when you have a Shimon Rabbi Yudah, Salach is like Rabbi Yudah, and if there's a Meir Rabbi Yudah, so of course it's like Rabbi Yudah. So that tells, that implies that Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Meir Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So that's why if we paskin against Rabbi Shimon, Koshkri paskin against Rabbi Meir. Because there's a good one in quotes the Mishnah of in Sofek Truma V'Yachs of Yitrum. When you have a Sofek, you have to do Truma again. Kitzadu, how does it work exactly? Noisin Shtem Lakrin, you give both Trumas to the Kohen. The Kohen has to pay him for one of them because both the Kohen deserves only one truma. Here, I don't know which one is truma, so you give them both and he pays you one of them. Which one does the Kohen pay? Does he pay for the bigger one or the smaller one? When we spoke about Dimua before, we say that it goes, the Dimua, if they both fall in the same place, you treat it based on the smallest one. So misofek we go likulo to tell me that I'm assuming the smaller one is truma. So says the Gemara Amud Beis, Ado Amro Dumik Doilo Noisel Noi. That teaches you that the Kohen has to pay the bigger one, because we assume that the chumra we say that the smallest one is the truma. So therefore the Kohen has to pay the bigger one, because the smallest one is considered to be the real truma. And as the Marab Pula explains, the Kohen is Moitz Mecher Alavarayah. He says, the Yisrael goes to the Kohen and says, I have for you 2 pieces of truma. I'm going to give you both because I can't eat it. But you need to pay me. So you want me to give it to you. Give me back the money of the one which is bigger. Halacha beizok the Mishnah. Hashutvim shetormu ze achar ze. You have 2 partners. Reuven and Shimon consider them to be partners. And one did truma and the other one did truma on all the fruits. Rabbi Kiva says the both truma, because really what they're saying is that Reuven is not interested in Shimon doing the truma on his chelik, and Shimon says I don't do Reuven doing truma on my chelik. So each one is doing truma on his own chelik. So what they're giving truma really works only on their chelik. The Chachamim in Truma is a Rishon Truma. No, we assume that the first one did it on behalf of both, and therefore his Truma works on the whole thing, and the second one is not Truma at all. Rabbi Yisrael in Intama Rishon Keshir in Truma is a Sheni Truma. If the first one did the right amount of Truma, so we assume that he did it on behalf of both, and the second one is very happy that he did it. If you look at Rabbi Rishon Keshir, but the first one did not do in the right amount, Truma is a Sheni Truma. So then the Truma of the Sheni is Truma because that he's not happy with the Truma of the first one. And each one is Truma only in his own Chalik. Says the Gemara, Medvar Amurim B'Shaloi Dibir. We're talking about the case, they didn't talk. They didn't, and nobody appointed somebody else. So the question is the assumption. Ben Someone did appoint somebody, even if it's one of his household, or his slave, or his Shifcha, and he made them, you make the Truma. So once he appointed somebody, then the truma is truma. Bitel, but if he canceled the shlichus, imachloi toram it before the shlich the truma bitel and truma was the truma, then the shlich didn't do anything. Imishetoram bitel, if after the truma he was mevat the shlichus, truma was the truma. You don't say retroactively there's no shlichus. Once he did the truma, the truma is a truma. Hapoyalim, the workers in the field, they can't do truma on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis wants to do it, he doesn't want them to do it. Chutz min hadruchos shemetamim esagat, except they'll talk about the grapes that you press, because the grapes that you press comes out of them liquid, and it's liquid, the nichle, that you want the liquid. So that liquid causes all the fruits to be kosher kabel tumah. And it's very easy for you to get tumah. So therefore, there he wants it to do truma right away. Take the truma out before anything becomes tameh, so the truma will stay tahor. So in that case, we know that the owner is interested that the workers should do truma in that case. So only in the case of pressed grapes, the poyalim have the permission and the authority to do the truma. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Chumas Daf Chav Zayin.